game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball, basketball podcast. It's December 6, 2016, and Slim, I need you to pump me up today. I balled this morning, or as to the listener would be yesterday morning, and I was off. I was maybe like 4 for 15 or something like that. I was like Robert Covington out there. It just wasn't great.
Were you throwing up some labradoodles?
I did airball one shot, which was pretty embarrassing. Was that this morning? I think so. The rest were all close. Like, nothing was, like, horribly off other than that one. And I sank the next jumper after that one. But it was an inconsistent day, and I've been playing really well lately, Slim. I'm in the dumps. I need you to get me out of the fantasy basketball and real basketball dumps.
You're not in the fantasy basketball dumps. Come on now. I know that's not true.
I'm in the dumps.
I always fall back on that.
Stupid free throw percentage in REL. It's a travesty. I demand recounts.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think we're within the threshold.
Well, I hate to rant on it again, but for those of you who didn't read the post.
That's a lie.
I'm 842
love to rant on.
In free throw percentage. 842, only two other teams are over 800, and I'm 3-3 in free throws. The stupid REL. I just play teams when they have a stupid good week. Heat apologist, your brother, is number two in free throw percentage. I just lost to them, so I guess it's not that annoying, but... Slim, you're therapize me.
I'm sure everyone is so sympathetic right now.
Oh, people
just lost like 1-8 and that kind of thing, and they're really feeling your pain right now.
Yeah, I did actually have a good fantasy football week for the first time. It feels like all season. I made the playoffs in a bunch of leagues, like limped in. Football's silly. Oh my god! And then the Panthers travesty. There's so much to complain about, Slim.
All right. Well, just think about Embiid and you know, it'll get better.
Yeah, you were telling me that you were watching Westworld. There's a lot of Embiids in Westworld, that's for sure.
Oh, no. No, not quite.
Not in the finale yet? Oh, something will happen where we find the Anthony Hopkins robot and he's got nothing on.
Oh, really? All right, I haven't got to that part yet. Come on now, spoilers.
spoiler alert. On today's show, less JB ranting, I promise. We're going to recap the big headlines for the past weekend, including a red-hot shooter in Memphis and the return of a big stud in Detroit. We're going to play another installment of Can We Make Slim Look Stupid, where hopefully Slim will sing a theme song for us. Then we're going to wrap the show with a preview of tonight's games and our 30-point challenge picks.
Y'all ready for this?
So Slim, are you ready to call Reggie Jackson a top 60 player? Rest of the season?
I mean, the steals kind of hold him back, but, you know, 20-6, some real nice free throw percent. Doesn't really kill you on the field goals. But, the steals kind of hold him back.
It kind of sounds like I think you misheard me. I said Reggie Jackson. You just described Dennis Schroeder.
Schroeder is not averaging 20-6.
True, but it did sound like you're pretty much describing Schroeder, too. Which one? Rest of the season.
Oh, come on. That's not close. Reggie's got the job. He's fine. I'm not worried about his injury.
Has Schroeder really been that bad?
I haven't been that good. I think he's been losing some minutes to, what, Delaney?
Oh, God. I don't know. What do you think's wrong with Schroeder? Is he just, like, coasting on the contract? He's like, I finally got a deal. Time to coast.
No, I think he's learned what a first-team defense is like. He's been pretty good lately, shooting 50% in four straight games.
Yeah, he's been picking it up. The steals have come up a little bit. Last six games, he has 7 steals. but I mean, he had...
That would be picking it up.
Yeah, for him, that's picking it up. He shoots a decent free throw percentage. It's low volume, though.
Yes, he's only at about 15.5 points a game. Reggie's much more of a 19-20 guy. That's basically the difference. And Reggie's a high percent free throw guy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm taking Reggie too.
So it's just, not that, yeah, it's not that far off. That's why Reggie's not top 50.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm taking Reggie over Schroeder too. Reggie Jackson returned to the court on Sunday night. 18 points, 1 rebound, 4 assists. Played 23 minutes. He's supposed to play in only 5-minute stints to start every quarter or something like that. But he played 23 minutes, so I think this minutes limit's going to be lifted pretty quick. Pretty happy if you stashed him.
Oh, you should be. Yeah, yeah.
All right, Slim. Everyone's favorite, the random segments. I don't know why. I'm having fun with the random segments.
Doesn't even get a song. It's just like random, like, notes.
Ah, it's just the
random.
To cut or not to cut these guards, Slim. I don't want to do rankings. You just have to pick if you're cutting or not cutting them in RCL leagues. All right.
RCL, 12er. 12er with good competition.
Yep. Ish Smith.
Yeah, he's gone.
Alfred Payton.
Alfred? Oh, man, 12er. It's so close. I'm going to hold off for a little longer.
All right. DJ Augustine?
I don't think this lasts, and he's still not hitting good minutes, so I'm he's a streamer at best. I'm cutting him.
All right. And Frazier, Tim Frazier?
Yeah, 15 minutes off the bench last night. I think that was some well, it's not really foreshadowing if it already happened. It's what's that called?
Flashback?
Okay. Flashback. Frazier, not enough minutes. Needs to go. And no longer a starter.
Jameer Nelson?
Nah, he's got to go.
Now,
I'll still stream him probably, but the Barton being back and Gary Harris does not sound that far off.
Yeah, what about Jamal Murray then?
No, he's definitely cutting a 12er. Nice. He was only points and a couple of threes at best anyway.
I mean, so we listed right there, I mean, minus you not quite putting Elford on the shelf, it was at 5 or 6 guards that a lot of people are owning, or at least did own, while hot. So there's going to be some waiver moves this week. I think it's going to be busy.
I mean, the best chance you got is probably Augustine.
Okay.
Just if Alfred continues to not play much. They don't seem to play much together, so either way, they're just going to kind of offset each other.
Yeah.
Until one of them pulls away, I find it hard to believe DJ is going to get 30 minutes a night while Alfred doesn't. That just doesn't seem right to me.
I'm trying to think of some other guards that might be cuttable. Would you cut Josh Richardson if your IL was full?
You know, he should be back real soon. He'll probably miss another game or two. And the 12er RCL, I mean, it depends on what else you got going on. You know, if it's you have to drop Harkless, then, you know, you probably just might as well hold on to Harkless.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm starting to come around.
Depends on where you're at, your roster comp.
Yeah, I'm coming around on Harkless. I think he's, I mean, Aminu's coming back. Like,
yeah, I'm a little worried about that.
Yeah, I just, okay. So I was kind of iffy on Harkless. I didn't really like him for the year. But how many years have I talked about not liking Al-Farouq Aminu?
Oh, yeah, he's on your top list for sure.
Yeah, so I don't know. They're getting good production from Harkless. Aminu, inconsistent at best. Play some bench defense. That's all you're good
But they're
going
to have to, you know, somebody's minutes has to fall. So one of those three wing players is got to lose minutes.
Well, what if they play Aminu at a small ball backup 4?
I think that's still going to do it. You're talking whatever, what do they have right now? Vonleh and Myers-Leonard?
He just fits into that mix somehow more than the small forward minutes.
I mean, it should.
Yeah, yeah. So
it might. That's possible. But I think the 30 minutes a night from, you know, all three of those guys, I guess – Turner doesn't quite hit that, I guess, but Harkless getting 30 and Krabby getting 30. I'm a little worried about that.
All right. What about Robert Covington? He's going to be out the next 3 games because his knee got sick. On Roto-World, it says knee illness. Now, there's a comma in there, but I just read it as knee illness and thought it was funny.
Yeah, I hope he's taking some calcium C for his knees or whatever it is.
Calcium knee.
That didn't quite work.
I don't know. It worked in my head. It was fun. It made us laugh. That's all that matters.
So what, you got an IL here, you're throwing him on, I guess?
No, you have no IL, and you have Covington and Josh Richardson. Which one are you dropping?
Richardson's going to be there first. Man, I hate this inconsistency from Covington, but he's a big steals guy. Man, it's tough. They're pretty close. I think with enough minutes, they both should be top 100.
Agree with that, as long as Covington can shoot a basketball better than I could this morning. Yes, bada bing.
That's worrisome.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd probably hold Covington.
Okay. All right, well, there was our impromptu segment of to cut or not to cut. If you want to...
like all the hard questions. We got easier ones coming?
No. They only... I think there's going to be some easier ones coming with some
of the not cut like a Gordon Hayward or something.
Well, here's an easier decision for you, Slim. That's what we call a segue, because SeatGeek is the easiest decision you'll ever make to buy tickets. I'm going to clap my segue on that.
I got my hand up for a high five.
Slap. I have the SeatGeek app. It's awesome. If you want to buy tickets for, your failing teams that are getting tickets on super sale, like my Panthers, or if you're getting excited for the baseball season coming up, they're in winter meetings, a lot of stuff going on around baseball, check out the SeatGeek app. You always get the best deal at every ticket because they price compare for you, searching multiple ticket sites. You know, prices can vary where you shop, but SeatGeek will always find you the lowest available price. And speaking of lower prices, our listeners, Razzball Nation, will get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. All you have to do is download the app, go to the settings tab, add a promo code, enter the promo code RAZMBA, one word, RAZZMBA, and then buy your first tickets. After you buy your first tickets and you've put in that promo code, SeatGeek's going to send you $20, 20 free dollars that they send right to you. It's not store credit. They're giving you $20 free just for checking out their app. So download the SeatGeek app for your next ticket purchase today. All right, Slim, here's some easier questions. Do you think Troy Daniels will have value rest of season?
No. Is everyone going to stay hurt the rest of the season? No.
Yeah, I mean, Ennis is back. I mean, all they need is Ennis or Parsons, and he's not going to be playing as much.
I mean, I'm hoping he can develop some kind of, some Thragnoff off the bench. Maybe that's possible. But there's no way it's going to go over 20 when everybody's healthy.
Yeah, agreed. He's someone I brought up in the team previews because last year in 43 games and only 11 minutes a game, he very surprisingly hit 1.43s a game. That's half a season and only 11 minutes and hit him at 48%. Then this year he was like 11% from deep or something horrific like that until this last three-game stretch. So you knew a hot stretch was coming. Obviously, I didn't think he'd be this good. Coming off a 31-point game against the Lakers with six threes, 19-plus points in three straight. That is, of course, until last night. Hopefully, he can keep it up against the Pelicans. I actually picked him up in a couple RCLs just because I had an open spot and actually needed threes. So I'm just doing short-term Thragnoff. That's what you do.
But if I'm not mistaken, they've got games Tuesday, Wednesday, plus Friday, Saturday, something like that.
Looks like they're Monday, Tuesday.
There's a lot of four-game weeks this week.
Yeah. So they're New Orleans and Philly tomorrow. Thanks for reminding me. They have a great schedule, yeah. Nollins, then Sixers tomorrow, or today, sorry. Then Portland on Thursday, and Golden State on Saturday. Talk about some pace.
Yeah, it'll be good for a little while. I don't expect Tony with the extra E to really step up and ruin his good time of it.
Extra E,
Tony. They need someone to shoot the ball, and Daniels is more than happy.
Yeah. Hey, you know what, Slim? I'm going to give you a clap for that segue. Now my hand's up for a high five.
Oh, slap.
Tony Douglas signs with the Grizzlies. This was rumored to happen at the end of last week. I get so bored when I try to read bureaucracy of sports leagues. Something to do with they got an extra roster spot because of an injury exception or some crap like that. But that's why it took a minute for it to actually happen. But he's officially signed. I don't know if he's going to be playing tonight. I imagine he probably would be if they've been talking with him so much, ready to sign him.
Maybe. I mean, what's Baldwin been doing? He's been okay, I guess.
Yeah, Baldwin's been okay. Harrison's been okay, too. I mean, he looked really good his first start without Conley, but then kind of
it's just this team hates playing guys that are less than, like, 27, 28 years old.
Yeah. It's they don't like young people. That's true. Jermichael Green really is really fighting them off to get his minutes. I mean, it took Vince Carter injury to get Jermichael Green playing. I don't know if that's directly true, but maybe a little causality there. I don't know. But yeah, the Memphis point guards, Tony Douglas, Wade Ballin, Andrew Harrison, any of them worth owning in 12ers anymore?
You know, I'll take probably Harrison for the short term.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, he's at least doing it right now, so, you know, it's just a streamer at best. You know this isn't going to last.
Yeah.
This is a drop I make before the game gets played.
Yep.
Well, assuming it matters for the next day. And, you know.
So, I wasn't going to end up being that close anyway, even with Henson giving me a good week, but your brother had some crazy block weeks, including from Cock!
You know, he was thinking about maybe getting rebounds on Sunday too. He was eyeballing the win.
I didn't see that happening because Westbrook.
It would have been a miracle, but still, it was a possibility.
Considering Westbrook was the best rebounding player in that matchup with your brother, he's at like 11 a game. It's crazy.
So what are you? You're a two punt team right now and a nine cat.
I think I can hang in there with turnovers some of the time, but Westbrook is really making that tough. Because the rest of my team's really good with turnovers. But
yeah, I guess. Got rid of Knight, so that helps.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if Westbrook can go through a week and average 4 turnovers a game against a team that's playing everyone a lot of minutes, I think I can hang. But anyway, to the cock, Kyle O'Quinn. I am not calling him a cock. I'm just saying, what his initials spell out? We do that with cat and stuff. Why can I do it for cat but not for cock?
I think you can.
Okay.
I think you can keep doing it too. I don't even think the it's not the EPA. Should be. It's not.
Yeah, we have a lot of environmental complaints for this.
The FDA? No, it's not the EPA.
Anyway, Cock had a big weekend, 20 points, 13 rebounds with 2 blocks against the Wolves, and then 4 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 blocks against the Kings in only 14 minutes. Wait, was Joakim Noah back for that game?
The final game he was back.
Oh, that's stupid, but even in 15 minutes, we've seen Cock have some usability.
Yes. Oh man, why am I? I'm imagining a Cock versus Embiid matchup. I don't know who stands taller in that one.
Just bring out your measuring tape, and we'll see who wins.
He's gonna get less than 20 minutes with Noah there because Hernan Gomez gets his 10 minutes. So
yeah
it's. No, it's when Noah's not there, there might be a miracle game like that. But Noah wasn't there for a couple other games. He got less than 20 minutes, so there's nothing to read there.
All right. What about the other center that had kind of a under-the-radar backup breakout? Do you see what Cole Aldridge did the last couple games?
Okay. He ain't stealing nobody's job.
No, but they're playing.
Under close games, too. Why do you get so many minutes?
He's
that ain't right.
Playing next to Cat. Colin Cat.
That's not good for Gorgie.
No, but I will. I'll put this in the daily notes. Up against the Knicks, I mean, they've got Porzingis playing power forward, and then against the Hornets, who play all big power forwards, it's a lot of big men that Cat and Cole Aldridge can kind of match up against.
Okay, yeah, I mean, he had 6 minutes the game before against New York, so not sure what that means.
Yeah.
I don't know. 4 minutes against Utah. They don't play small. I don't know. If Bojelica gets hot, he should play, but he had 20 minutes of 12 points in that last game, so I don't know. Maybe they're just shortening their rotation, sharpening it up. 6-14, they're ready to make their push. Wow, 6-14. Come on, Minnesota.
Yeah, Thibodeau's got to be just – he's yelling so much. Voice is always hoarse. He just seems like he's miserable. Although his voice was always hoarse with Chicago anyway. Aldridge, I don't
see what they can do to try to win more games, though.
I don't know either. Aldridge, I mentioned the good game stats real quick. 10-12, 2-2-3, points, rebounds, assists, steals, blocks. And then 4-8-1-2-2. So almost two straight rainbow lines and no turnovers. Neither of them. Just played really solid 23-minute role last two games. So I don't know. I found it interesting. I was hoping he was available in REL. He was not. I was disappointed.
No. Yeah, he's got a nice contract. You pretty much got to take the guys that sign contracts.
Yeah, that's true.
Not much interested in the guy you're about to talk about.
Where am I now? Hey, baby.
I know there's like a dance that goes to this.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Lucas Nogueira, better known as Bebe, had a really good weekend as well. And, you know, I was looking at his stats, and, you know, he had his first Bebe, and missed a game or two, and then came back, and, you know, it just faded because he didn't really score any points. But
yeah,
he's not
really a big rebounder either.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, the steals and blocks are just ridiculous. Doesn't get turnovers. And talk about efficiency. Last two games over the weekend, 10 of 10 from the field, 4 of 4 from the free throw line. Did not make a basket. The antithesis of me playing pickup this morning. Got two steals in each. Got 5 combined blocks. He's getting steals and blocks even when he's playing 10 minutes a game. How do you rank those three?
I don't own him anywhere. He's owned in one of my RCLs, not the other. You know, I'm looking at, he's got December 8th, December 9th. He's got a back-to-back. I might have to stream him in there.
Yeah, that's against...
Other than that, man, he's a tough guy to own for a while.
Yeah, Wolves in Boston on Thursday, Friday. I actually added him in a couple leagues that I needed a big man. I might drop him over the weekend because it's more of a streamer. You get 3 weeks before Saturday, or 3 games before Saturday, Sunday. So, might get a little bit there. How do you rank these three centers if you're desperate for a big man? Okwin, Aldridge, Nogi Nog.
In that order, but reversed. So,
okay.
Eggnog, Aldridge, Cock.
Yep. I hope someone just turned on this podcast and started right when you ranked those three players. What the hell are these guys talking about?
Yeah, little stiff on that. That might have been kind of a little bit of a hard cock there. might have to go a little softer next time.
The ranking of those three, the cock is definitely in the basement.
I just remembered my niece listens to this. Man. I'm sorry, Jim. My bad.
Oh, this one I might have to... Well, we haven't really been saying any swear words. I'm just reading his... You know, we say KCP. We say... Well, I guess that's the initials. We say cat. You know? I just think it's only fair.
Yeah, but there might be an age limit to this.
Yeah, all right. Maybe I might put the R on Blog Talk Radio. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll...
Oh, okay. Gotta watch out for that.
Dude, PG-13 movies can get away with a lot of stuff these days.
No, I agree.
Yeah. Somber news for you, Slim, although I haven't seen any updates yet. I'm sure you might be more updated than me, but I saw Steven Adams get his cankle last night. And he was kind of limping around. He tried to fight through it for a minute and then went out. And they rolled him out pretty quick. Is this a concern?
Oh, there's some news. No. I mean, it's, you know, it's not like he had to be carted off.
No.
He's a tough guy. I think it might hurt the stats a little bit until it gets better. But I think he'll more than likely try to play through it.
Okay. What's the news?
Houston matches
Demo's off. What are the Rockets doing? Wow, that is surprising.
Yeah, that's, what was it, 4 years, 38, something like that? I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah. Man, yeah, I was going to bring that up towards the end, that Demo signed an offer sheet with the Nets. It was widely expected that the Rockets weren't going to match it, but... Actually, how cheap was it again? 4 years, like $30 million?
I think it was 38.
If he turns, you know, if he plays a good 25-minute role next year, they could trade him for, like, a first-round pick or something on a really cheap deal. Someone might pay that.
I don't know. I don't know if y'all, how he'll even get those minutes.
Yeah.
Is he better than Montrezl? I don't know about that. So now we're looking at just power forward minutes. Back up to Anderson. I mean, that's usually a good way to get minutes.
Yeah. What did he go for in REL again? Like 50-some-odd?
Yeah, half of someone's budget.
That sucks.
That's not ideal.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, they're not going to pay him. I mean, it's still a decent amount of money. It's backup money, but it's a decent amount of money. They're still going to play him.
Yeah, you get a dollar keeper next year. It's just, it could have been, I don't know if it would have been that great in Brooklyn either, but more upside.
I think he had a better chance of stealing some backup center minutes, maybe.
Yeah, Justin Hamilton, after that hot start, has been okay.
And you never know when Brooks getting benched.
That's a good point. DMP rest. We played him too much.
Like, he tells him to go out there and shoot as many threes as he can, and then he, like, benches him for doing it. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, you shot too many threes. You're worn out from all that shooting. Slim, explain to me why you like Brandon Ingram, because I don't understand.
Don't understand? Is it the Duke thing?
It subconsciously might be. I
mean, you're looking at the minutes, right?
Okay, the minutes are out of control. Great, but what does it matter? Minutes isn't a stat. Nothing else in the box.
First stat. You can't get any other stat without it. Just because it doesn't, you don't keep track of it, doesn't make it not important. You know, the field goal percent I'm worried about, sure. Free throws, yeah, he's not that good, but it hasn't been that bad so far.
Sure.
Recently, about a three a game. That's about as expected. Occasionally, there's an outburst of scoring. I mean, that needs to be more frequent. Maybe it will. That's a chance for 14 points a game. That's not impossible with this crazy. Six boards at his height? I don't see why that's not very doable.
I'm just groaning at everything.
I know. What does he have, a 5-assist game in there? 3? A couple of 2s lately? You could see 2-3 assists a game? A steal plus a block with those minutes?
No.
Why not?
No.
Now you're looking at a 3, a steal, a block, 14, 6, and 2.5? That's pretty solid.
Yeah.
There's some good numbers.
I'm going to take the under on everything you just said. He's got 4 threes in the last 6 games playing a bajillion minutes. The free throw.
Why are you taking out his 7th and 8th game where he had 2 and 3?
I'm looking at what's recent here.
Why do those games not count?
Well, one of them was against Golden State where they lost by 40-something.
They lost by 40 points?
Yeah.
So he gets his minutes in a blowout is what you're saying.
No, he gets his minutes every time now because they're injured right now because Swaggy P's out and
Swaggy
Nance is out. Oh, they're gonna play Swaggy P again. I hate Swaggy P too.
I think we're seeing a corner turn, and I think we're about to see some pretty good stuff. Rookie of the year we can probably is what we're gonna be saying in a month and a half.
Okay, well that's saying very little because the rookies have been horrible this year.
Yeah, I'm not exactly comparing him to Towns and Goose, am I?
No, exactly. He's at 3.8 rebounds so far. I know the minutes are higher now than they have been on the season.
A 5 and 6, an 8 and a 9.
28% from deep. 1.5 turnovers. I know that spiked by a 5-turnover game. He's not that bad. He's at 0.6, 0.5 steals, blocks in 26 minutes. There's no way that's getting to 1-1. Nah, he hasn't scored in double figures.
I mean, you know, the past, six games at 1-1? He's got a steal and a block and a 3 almost in the past 6 games.
Yeah, with that dreaded 9 points a game over that stretch. Shooting horrible. I don't know.
So but the shots are there. I think you're underselling the learning curve.
I don't know. Maybe I'm spoiled because the rookies have been so good the past couple of years.
Oh, no doubt.
So maybe that's part of it. Okay, that's the first thing you've sold me on in this conversation.
So hey, how did Bender look the other day?
He looked okay, but that was in Uber junk time.
Yeah, I know.
So, I mean, there's no way I'd add Ingram in a 12er.
No way. There's no way he should be available in a 12er with these minutes.
Are you kidding? Like,
easily last rest of the season.
Tayshaun Prince played like 30 minutes. He was terrible.
I'll take Tayshaun Prince at 19.
Oh, my
God. Probably still in college, but...
Fine. I'll just start calling him Baby Tayshaun Prince.
Baby Tayshaun. All right.
You know what? They're both really lanky. You're
not going to make me look up his numbers. This will be the first time I've done this in about 15 years.
I don't know. I just don't see that happening. I mean, Nance is back. He's going to take some minutes. Dang is playing okay, but I don't think... I'm not saying Dang's going to play a lot. But at least Dang looks okay with more minutes. Swaggy P will be back. I just don't see it.
All right, I think you're doing that at your own peril.
Possibly. I mean, my big knock on him was that he didn't look like a good perimeter shooter. That I thought got inflated by a higher percent at Duke. I think he was like 40% from three at Duke, but I thought his shot always looked really flat and just didn't look good. And I didn't know if that translate with the extra 2-3 feet. And he's shooting 28% from deep and 37% on the season. That's not very good.
Right, and that hasn't been great recently.
I don't think it's going to get better.
I don't know. I don't think it's going to get that bad. I think it's going to hit at least 30%, which is what? Westbrook level? And at 2.5 a game, you know, getting just shy of 1 per game, I'm fine with that. That doesn't need to be the big part. As long as he's doing that and not killing his field goal percent, it's going to be pretty useful.
I'd rather stick with
the assists are what get me. That's jumping out as me is not expected.
Oh, come on. They're not very good. 1, 2, 3, 5, 0, 2, 1.
Last how about this seven Luke, games. This Luke Walton offense? I think that's helping him out.
Sure. That helps him more than if he was on
high minutes, high pace. Like I don't know why you're so this is just a flyer. We're not asking to draft him in the second round.
That's fine. Okay.
He's available in a 12er. You're picking him up.
I think he's going to hurt you more than... Well, maybe not every game, but he'll have games where he hurts you more than he helps you. I'd rather stick it out with Covington.
Okay. I think when he hits a hot streak, it's going to get out of control.
Who else have we talked about today? If I needed threes for this week, I'd stream Troy Daniels over him.
I'd have a Troy Dan. Come on, you'd stream over him? Man, that means you don't even think he should be. I think he's more in that Harkless range.
Ooh. I don't know. I just don't see it. He's had one good
game.
I wish
he went to UNC. Don't get me wrong.
No, I'm not particularly. I'm getting more and more out of college basketball. It's just.
Oh, no.
College sports is annoying. And what UNC guys am I biased about? I was really excited to see, I can't even remember his name anymore, Bryce Johnson play. But then he had like a terrible back injury, and I was excited to see him play. I didn't think he'd be good. Henson I thought should have played, but I think that was a popular opinion because Miles Plumlee sucks.
Yeah, the past 5 years, I think everyone's kind of had that opinion.
Yeah. Who else on UNC am I like? I hate Ty Lawson. He's a moron.
Ty Lawson. There you go. Wait. I think, what about Felton? Was he one of them?
Oh, how many times did I make Felton fat jokes? It was constant. That was like a running gag for, well, A, for everyone, and B, because, you know, it was fun. You know? So don't go throwing around this. And I like Duke players, too. I thought Dang would be okay this year.
Well, that's true. And, as long as they're like 15 years removed from Duke.
What are some younger Duke players? I don't even know.
Tyus? I know you like Tyus.
I do like Tyus. I always thought he didn't ever get a big enough shot. I loved him coming out of the draft. I thought he was... Oh, I liked Jabari Parker when he came out. I didn't like love him coming into this year, but I thought he was going to be a good rookie before he hurt his knee. So,
yeah, Jabari's kind of doing fine. More of a steals guy than a blocks guy, but fine. He's a wing.
Yeah, he's been playing well. So don't be throwing this ACC shade at me. All of a sudden, it's nothing like REL bias, which is a lot worse.
Oh no, not even close.
All right, well, we'll see what happens with Ingram through this week, and we'll revisit this in a couple weeks. How's that sound?
Okay, no, that's definitely. I think we'll be revisiting this frequently.
Okay, I mean
or not at all once he's not going to DNP. That's the big thing.
Oh, no question. And of all the rookies, he's the one that's healthy and playing right now. So, you know, the Lakers have to feel better about that, right?
Well, I also like that it's a first-year coaching staff, that this is their first big draft pick.
True.
This is their guy.
All right, that's a good point. Going a little deeper, I'm not going to add Sam Dekker over Brandon Ingram, but Sam Dekker is playing pretty well. 17 points, yeah. 4 rebounds, a steal and a block his last game, playing a good second-unit role.
Oh, yeah, he's just one of those three steals and blocks guy. Yeah, the minutes aren't really there with Ariza around. But, you know, that's I almost streamed him. I had to check to see if Ariza was going to be back.
That's a good point.
Still don't know.
I haven't watched a ton of Rockets, but every time I've watched them and seen him play, he looks good. I was really concerned. He had, like, a lot of back issues his rookie year. Played in 3 games. Played 6 minutes last year. Wow, I didn't realize it was that low. So it's good to see him healthy.
Yeah, it wasn't until the end of the year that he played. Looks like Ariza's been playing some good minutes. So he's been playing next to Ariza quite a bit?
That's a good question.
That makes me think he's playing power forward.
He's playing some backup four. I mean, I think that was always the intent. I mean, he's a
yeah, he's power guy. Yeah, he's, what, 6'9", 6'10", something like that?
Yeah.
You know, that's a good way to minutes. Kind of love guys who have a little bit of position flexibility.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think if D'Antoni really trusts him, there might be something there. Not in a 12er, though. It just won't be enough minutes.
It's a deeper league play. Not this past week, because I knew he was owned by then, but the few weeks before, I kept thinking he might be available in REL and forgetting he was already owned. I was like, oh, man.
I know. They sat through him last year.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, he was injured at the beginning of the year, so you were able to hide him on that IL.
Yeah, that's true. So that game where Dekker had 17 was against the Nuggets. Maybe a reason he got so much run is it looks like they played Fareed and Nurk a combined 43 minutes and started them next to each other. So the Nuggets went really small ball in that game. How frustrated are you with Nurkic at this point with no Jokic a couple games and still not playing?
I mean, for the most part, it's his fault. He's just not playing well. The turnovers. You know, the turnovers are just out of control.
Yeah, he's beating it.
Last night, I don't know what was going wrong last night. 13 minutes, 8-4-1, no turnovers, wasn't taking bad shots. Not sure why he didn't play.
Yeah, it was a close game.
Not last night. That'd be the night. Oh, man, we're all messed up.
Yeah, at the Jazz. The game at the Jazz a couple nights ago.
Yeah, the Gobert game with no Jokic. So who was on him? Fareed on Gobert?
I guess so.
My crystal ball says Gobert had a good game.
Were you fact-checking that?
Oh, it wasn't that good. It was okay.
Manimal defense.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Gordon Hayward being too good.
Also for the Nuggets, and I am so happy to see that Will Barton looks like he's turned the corner with this ankle injury. I was watching the game live when he hurt it. It looked awful. It looked like it was nagging him for a couple games. Took him a while to get back, but really good weekend. 17-7-5, and then 25-4 with 2 steals and a block at Utah in that game we were just talking about. Played 33-plus minutes in both of them. It looked pretty good.
Yeah, he shouldn't be available at a 12-er.
Agreed.
I mean, I don't think it's going to be great once Gary Harris comes back. I worry that the 30-minute role will be there. But other than that, you know, you got to ride it while it's hot. There's pretty much in every category guy.
You have no IL spot, and you have to pick between Will Barton, your boyfriend, apparently, Brandon Ingram, and Gary Harris. Who's the cut in a non-IL?
I'm just going to keep asking questions. How deep is this league?
12-er.
How many bench spots?
Three.
How many shooting guard eligible people do I start each day? I don't know.
What is the name of my fantasy team?
What's my record?
Oh, never mind. Way to dodge the question.
That's too difficult. I don't have that problem. That's somebody else's problem. No, I'm just kidding. All right. I don't think – I haven't seen that question yet, so I'm just not going to answer it. Someone's going to ask in the comment.
Yes, please. Every time you see Slim in the comments, ask him to pick between those three players. I did that with Gray on the baseball podcast, and he got bludgeoned by annoying comments. Yes, please do that. Every time you see Slim in a comment, please ask Brandon Ingram, Will Barton, or who was the other? Gary Harris, rest of season. Please ask Slim that. You would make me so happy. Anything else from you from the past week? Or week? 5 days?
Oh, man, you hit a lot of stuff there.
I know,
I
know.
That was a good one, man. That was a lot of, like, you know, barely top 150 guys. You hit the guys I look at.
Yeah, this is all, like, the waiver wire, some news, a couple injuries.
I mean, you can have your Troy Williams update.
He's been okay.
You know, the minutes have been there. The steals have been there. That's the big one.
Yeah, you were...
Turnovers are so high, and his shot is just not falling.
Yeah, you were pimping out his offensive game. That was... I was buying you with the steals.
It's 50% everywhere. It's just not falling right now.
Yeah. Added pressure of being on the first team unit. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, I'm trying to see if there was any tough matchups. So you got Orlando. So what was he matched up with? Aaron Gordon there, maybe?
Probably more Fournier, right?
I don't know who's playing what. Troy Daniels is playing what position?
Well, he's playing backup wing of some sort.
Wing, yeah. It's an official position now. You are a wing. There is between one and three of you out there at any given time.
There really needs to do that. There needs to be three positions in the NBA. Point guard, wing, big man. Done.
Yeah. Guy who brings ball up, guy who stands it on the three-point line, guy who doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. And even, the big men can stand... Now all the big men are all shooting anyway. Even Brook Lopez and his clown feet. Like, I don't even know how he could take a quarter three with this giant size 57 clown feet out there. He's standing out of bounds if he's taking a corner three.
I haven't watched much of those games, but that's just everybody standing out there, right? Like, nobody posting up?
No. Yes, they are taking so many threes. It's horrible basketball. It's Duke basketball.
Literally like nobody down low so that whoever drives to the basket has a free lane.
Yeah, they don't have
I imagine that's the point.
They don't have a Plumlee, so everyone's standing outside shooting threes. They're doing the Duke system.
How many Plumlees are there? They don't have one?
Oh, there's like seven. I have one. Of them. I know. I've got one right here sitting in the corner. He's practicing some defensive drills for me for next time I go out. All right, Slim, let's see if we can make you feel stupid today. You have some theme music for us?
Uh-oh. I got to go with the... Oh, man. That's something to hurt. Hurt myself with my badoo-badoo.
Oh, strain your vocal cords a little bit.
I know. Oh, I have to talk with us a little bit lighter voice now. Oh, you still want theme music, don't you?
I thought you were like building up a lighter voice now.
All right, such a cop out, isn't it?
All right, we are way over time. I didn't realize we have been on the pod this long. I got two players for you. We got to move quick. Player A, 13 points, 3 rebounds, 0.7 assists. Blech.
All right, what is he, a wing?
Yeah, these are both wings.
He's a wing. Yep, all right, good. He plays wing. Okay.
0.9 steals, 0.6 blocks.
Okay.
Shooting 49.6% from the field.
I appreciate that.
And 2.2 threes.
Ooh. That catches my eye whenever I see that.
Yep.
That's not easy to do.
So that's player A. Player B is at 13.1 points, the same. 4.8 rebounds compared to 3, so you get more boards. 2.3 assists, up from 0.7.
Some more matters.
More dimes. 1.3 steals, 0.4 blocks. So that's compared to 0.9, 0.6. Roughly the same, a little more steals, a little less blocks.
Okay, and the field goal percent is still 49 with 2.2?
Oh, no, I've switched to player B.
Yeah, I know. Player B is what?
49% from the field and 2.2 threes.
Both of them?
Yeah, it's crazy. Player A, 49.6% on 9.2 attempts overall with 2.2 threes. And Jake, I almost said the name. Player B, not the name. I almost said the name. No! 49.2% from the field on 10 attempts a game with 2.2 threes. Damn it.
All right. Well, 5 years ago, I would have said Redick and Korver.
Nah, I mean, the D stats sure which are which, but... the D stats are better than those guys.
Oh, but, okay. Sorry. 10 years ago. yeah, that sounds like something Dwayne Wade would do if he's, no, I wish. Yeah. He started shooting threes all of a sudden. This is 50% shooting with two threes. How many people can really do that?
Yeah. Player A, 0.6 turnovers a game. Player B, 1.3 turnovers.
One of them's Ryan Anderson.
Ryan Anderson's shooting way
worse. He's not shooting that high.
Yeah. Both of these guys, according to Yahoo metrics, are top 50 players per game.
Sure they are.
Yeah.
We got Bogdanovich and
No.
It's not that far off, but he's only like what, 45-ish?
Right.
Yeah, who's shooting that? I mean, is it like Clay? Is he only down to 14 points a game?
No, he's at 20. I almost picked him because he was right next to one of these guys. He's right in the same range.
He doesn't have as many steals, huh?
Yeah, which one of these players do you like more? I mean, they're pretty much the same, I guess.
They're playing the same amount of minutes?
Player A, 22 minutes. Player B, 29 minutes.
That is some ridiculous usage out of player A.
Mm-hmm.
And he does nothing but shoot threes.
Pretty much.
Patterson? Is that what you're going for? You're trying to get me to say I want Patterson?
Oh, I should have done a Patterson because he has been playing well. I should have done a game range of Patterson lately, but no.
B might be Clarkson.
No, not Clarkson.
Man, you got me.
All right, I got you. I mean, they are like wings, but they're both shooting great percent and hitting their threes while doing their other stuff. So, player A is actually CJ Miles, fresh off the injury.
Okay. Really? That's over the season?
Yeah.
That's more than two games?
Yeah, that's a 14-game sample. That includes a 9-minute game right before the game he got hurt. So it could be even better if I had taken that one out. But he returned yesterday, 12 points, 5 rebounds, hit a 3. Only played 15 minutes, but hit 4 of 7, kept the field goal percentage up.
Career 42-35 on field goal percent, 3-point percent. He's at 49 and 48. Okay, I'll take the under.
I will too, but...
If you got those stats, I guess you're happy with him.
He was actually dropped in a couple leagues, and I mean, I don't blame people because people have injuries and stuff, but I was able to add him in a couple RCLs. I was pretty happy.
Okay, I don't trust it. He better be shooting these, you know. He's only at 4.6 attempted per game. That kind of, I don't know. For a guy that's only doing that, I mean, he's not only doing that. But
yeah, and Paul George has been banged up. And
Paul George played.
I know he played. I know he played in that one game, but he's been paying. I'd much rather own CJ Miles than Brandon Ingram.
I thought you were gonna say than Paul George.
It's not quite getting that crazy.
Oh, Glenn Robinson down to 14 minutes.
Yeah, that was a fun week for your brother. Right when I played him,
that was good timing.
Well, none of the cats really swung what he did, so.
Who's the other one?
Player B's Jay Crowder, who is having a good year. He's been fine. Now, a lot of his is also a 13-minute game in there where he hurt his ankle and then was on a minutes limit coming back from it. So we can expect it to go up a little bit more. But I was surprised that Jay Crowder playing at pretty much Jay Crowder level has been fairly comparable to CJ Miles.
Yeah, that's because the percents are way out of whack. There's going to be some bad CJ Miles games coming.
Yeah, probably. And he is coming off an injury, so.
Crowder's playing a little out of his mind, too. His 49% is way over last year.
True, but, yeah, he's taking...
40% from threes is way over.
Yeah, a lot more threes. Or, like, a lot more percentage of threes.
Actually down right now, but those will be fine.
Yeah, he's playing well.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. It's been pretty good lately. He's healthy.
Yeah.
Good to see.
Well, he's a top 50 player.
He's just not going to go out there and shoot 20 shots a game.
No, that's not his role. And I think the D stats will get better as he gets healthier, which is, we've seen that. Yeah, I was griping that he got one steal a couple weeks ago in a Jay Crowder week. And he's supposed to be a guy, he was 1.7 last year. And they came
yeah,
up.
He was coming back, though. He was getting less than 30 minutes in all those games. Yeah, that kind of made sense.
Yeah, so and the steals are coming back up now. He never turns it over, so he's a roto-friendly guy.
It's hard to say. I'm not sure if I'd call Crowder more of a buy or a sell at this point.
I don't know either.
He's still not top 100, according to Yahoo.
I thought he was top. Oh, maybe I was. Yes, he was. Was I looking at the wrong thing?
Per game at 110.
Maybe I was looking at... I thought I could have sworn he was on there.
29 minutes? You might have been looking at just last week.
Maybe I just picked Jay Crowder because I thought it was comparable. Are you sure? Maybe I was looking at last 14 days or something. Well, that wouldn't make sense because CJ is on there. I don't know what I was looking at, but they were close to each other when I looked at
him. He's 110 both last the season and the last 7 days. How is that possible?
Jay Crowder? No, he's got to have been better than that. Are you sure you're looking at it right? I'm gonna fact check you on this, even though we're running way over. I blame you for this.
Yeah. That's amazing. Bet you couldn't find two players at the same ranking for the season as they did in the last 7 days.
Are you sure? You're looking at Jay Crowder. Oh, there it is, 108. I was looking at... How was I looking at preseason? And what is CJ Miles' preseason ranked? 40? I don't understand why these guys...
Preseason? Where are you at?
I don't know. I'm just confused at how these... Like, on a sheet, they were, like, near each other. I don't know how I sorted... And found each other next to. I don't know what I did. I'm in the weeds of my own brain. I don't know what's happening. Where am I?
I don't know. You lost me.
All right, let's look at tonight's games. I've got six on the slate. This is a really heavy week. Almost every team is playing four games. The Warriors have five games. Only a few teams had three. I think the Clippers had only two. But most teams play four times this week. Tonight's slate, what do we got here? The Spurs are going to trounce the Wolves. Oh, none of these games
looking
that good.
Knicks game.
The best game's probably Bulls at Pistons? Ugh.
No, come on. You're watching the Heat game.
The Heat game? Heat hosting the Knicks? That's some bad.
How much Goose have you seen this year?
Goose looks awesome. Goose is the only reason they're the Knicks and not the Poppycockers.
All right, good enough for me.
Yeah, he is incredible. He's so fun to watch.
Yeah, Chicago, Detroit is. So I guess is Rose out? What's going on? No, Rose isn't out.
Rondo got suspended for
Rondo. There you go, that
for
guy.
Last night, and Jerry and Grant got a start. Yeah. So
okay, so he's playing Tuesday.
Yes, I believe so. Unless he has a really bad shower accident again.
Well, I don't expect too many minutes from Reggie, so he'll be okay.
Yeah, so Reggie should get his maybe 25 in this game. See how that goes. They might really try to be strict with him for the first little bit. I don't know. Jazz hosts the Suns. Meh. Jazz should win that. Really kind of a boring slate of games. But you know what makes it more interesting is the 30-point challenge. Both of us didn't get it last on Thursday. Sorry, I'm not updated on the board. I can't remember if anyone got it on Thursdays, but that'll be updated by the time you listen to this. But before that, three-way tie, Connor, J-Dubs, and P-Bomb, each with three. I don't think any of you guys got it on Thursday, so sorry if one of you's in the lead. We're both at 4-4. Slim, who? Oh, you won it last, so you have to go first. Woo! Top 10 scores: Brow, Westbrook, Cousins, Harden, DeRozan, Lillard, Durant, Curry, Isaiah, and Jimmy Butler. Who do you have for 30 points tonight?
Oh, I think this one's kind of easy. I think it's going to have to be Kawhi.
Against the Wolves. That should be a fast-paced game. That's a good pick.
Was he at 12 or something? Yeah, 12. Yeah.
I don't know. Who tore up the Suns or the Spurs in the inside? There was some... it was Gortat, I think, had 28 points against the Spurs over the weekend. I am going Cat.
Oh, nice. Let's do this, right. Cat. I hope so. I'll be glad to be watching the game if he is.
Yeah. Wait, do you have Cat in some leagues?
Man, it's hard not going with Hayward right now.
Yeah. Hayward should be a good one. But we'll be going against each other for the Kawhi versus Cat. Surprised it didn't go Goose against your Heat.
No, I don't trust that Miami Heat defense sometimes. Oh, James Johnson is out.
I didn't mention that. Yeah, James Johnson out tonight with a shoulder. So
maybe I should have. What do we got? Bob defense?
No, too late to change it. You said Kawhi.
Luke Babbitt healthy yet? Come on. I need somebody.
So there you go. Get your 30-point challenge picks in on this podcast post. Basketball.rasball.com. Put it in the comments. Oh, one last thing. Did you see that Matt Barnes got in trouble again going to New York nightclubs?
Yeah, that's. I don't know what is going on there, but I guess we'll find out on our next installment of Dun Dun Dun.
You know what they say, you get wiser with age, but when a 39-year-old comes out with a man bun on top of already looking ridiculous with his tattoos, you just don't get smarter with age, I guess.
No, wise is not the word I'd use to describe that.
So if you're a Matt Barnes owner, keep your eye on that. He might get suspended or put on.
I think I streamed him over the weekend and dropped him.
Did you get that 16-rebound game?
No, I think I got the 1-point game.
Oh, boo.
Whatever it was.
Came out of nowhere with a 16-rebound game. That Cousins got some stitches, so it was out a little bit. And then Barnes got a lot of rebounds. So anyway, he's probably a cut in 12ers anyway, so. Only impacts the deep leagues like my REL team. Woo! All right, Slim, we got to get out of here. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Be sure to get your 30-point challenge picks in. And, Slim, I will catch you on Thursday morning.
No, you won't. You'll catch me the night before, but I'll be ready for you.
Oh, why are you ruining the gag?
Okay, fine. Yes, sir.
Talk to you.
What you're waiting for?
Catch you then, man.
All righty.